This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has praised the Indian Air Force for its swift and decisive action during Operation Sindoor, stating that it made all Indians proud, both at home and abroad. Addressing the air warriors at Air Force Station Bhuj today, Mr. Singh said that it took just 23 minutes for the Air Force to dismantle terrorist infrastructure being harbored in Pakistan.
समस्त हिंदुस्तानियों को, चाहे वो भारत के रहने वाले हों अथवा दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में रहने वाले हों, सभी गौरवान्वित हुए। भारतीय वायुसेना के लिए सिर्फ 23 मिनट यह काफी थे। पाकिस्तान की सरजमीं पर पल रहे आतंक के अजगर को कुचलने के लिए, और वह आपने करके दिखाया है। तो यह कहना गलत नहीं होगा, जितनी देर में लोग नाश्ता पानी निपटाते हैं उतनी देर में आपने दुश्मनों को निपटा दिया।
He emphasized that Operation Sindoor sent a strong message against terrorism and showcased India's military strength and preparedness. The defense minister said,
Operation Sindoor में भारतीय वायुसेना ने जो प्रभावी भूमिका निभाई है उसकी सराहना इस देश में ही नहीं बल्कि दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में भी हो रही है। आपके इस ऑपरेशन में न केवल दुश्मनों को डॉमिनेट किया है आपने बल्कि उन्हें डेसिमेट करने में भी कामयाबी हासिल की है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ चलाए गए इस अभियान को नेतृत्व हमारी एयरफोर्स ने ही किया, जिसने अपने शौर्य पराक्रम और प्रताप से आसमान की नई और बुलंद ऊंचाइयों को भी छू लिया है।
He said that in Operation Sindoor, the armed forces not only dominated the enemy, but also succeeded in decimating them. He added that the effective role played by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor is being appreciated not only in India, but also abroad. Several leading Indian universities have suspended academic memoranda of understanding, MOUs, with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. Jamia Millia Islamia University in Delhi has also announced immediate suspension of all MOUs with institutions affiliated with the government of the Republic of Turkey. Earlier, the Jawaharlal Nehru University suspended its own MOU with İnönü University in Turkey. These decisions came as a result of Ankara's strong support for Pakistan and its criticism of India's recent strikes on terror camps. The way the Indian Armed Forces struck terror launch pads and military targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Operation Sindoor has attracted global attention, with the killing of over 100 terrorists and neutralizing Pakistan's escalation, the country's new age air defense ecosystem, Akash Tir, has become the talk of the town. A report from our correspondent.
How did India hit 13 targets, including 8 air bases, with such precision deep inside various strategic locations in Pakistan, and how Islamabad defense failed so miserably? These questions have left the global military expert stunned. The answer lies in Akash Tir, the country's next generation air defense ecosystem. On the night of 9th and 10th of this month, when Pakistan unleashed its most aggressive, deadliest attack against Indian military and civilian targets, it was met with a formidable shield, Akash Tir. This cutting-edge system successfully neutralize incoming air threats, including drones, missiles, micro UAV and loitering munition, preventing them from breaching Indian airspace. Akash Tir is India's first operational indigenously built AI war cloud, which provides real-time aerial combat picture and automates the detection, tracking and engagement of enemy aircrafts, drones and missiles. Compared to Akash Tir, Pakistan air defense system based on HU-9 and HU-16 platform proved to be an utter failure to detect India's projectile and intercept, resulting in heavy losses. Akash Tir has added a new chapter to the country's strategic doctrine, indicating a shift from defensive posturing to proactive retaliation against terror threat. With Divakar, Bhupender Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi is on a four-day visit to Bihar to review the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. Dr. Joshi arrived in Patna last evening. During his visit, he will assess the arrangements for voter facilities and amenities, as well as the security measures in place for the elections. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in the afternoon trade today, weighed down by IT pack and mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 274 points to 82,257, and the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 65 points to 24,997 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.